news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Friday is Juneteenth, the holiday celebrating the day when the last slaves were finally freed. The occasion will be marked with continuing protests against racial injustice. Support is rising for proposals in Congress to make Juneteenth a federal holiday after more than 2 weeks of demonstrations against police brutality following the killing of George Floyd, an unarmed black man, in Minneapolis police custody. Some major companies, including Twitter, Nike, and the NFL, have made June 19th a paid holiday for their employees for the first time. Juneteenth commemorates the day, June 19, 1865, when a Union general finally informed people still enslaved in Texas that they were free. This was a full 2 years after Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation and a few months after the end of the Civil War. In a Wall Street Journal interview, Donald Trump said, quote, "Nobody ever heard of Juneteenth," until he rescheduled his upcoming Tulsa campaign rally so it wouldn't fall on that date? Here's the quote. "I did something good. I made Juneteenth very famous. It's actually an important event in an important time, but nobody ever heard of it." The Wall Street Journal reported that Trump, quote, paused the interview to ask an aide if she had heard of Juneteenth, and she pointed out that the White House had issued a statement last year commemorating the day, and that the White House has put out statements on Juneteenth during each of his first 3 years. Trump reportedly replied, "Oh, really? We put out a statement? The Trump White House put out a statement? Okay, good. Ugh." So, this should be a weekend of celebration. In addition to Juneteenth, we have a couple of Supreme Court decisions to celebrate. On Monday, of course, the Supreme Court ruled that nobody can be fired on the basis of their sexual orientation or identity. And then on Thursday, the court ruled that the Trump administration cannot immediately carry out its plan to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA, which provides protection against deportation for about 650,000 so-called Dreamers. These were people who immigrated to the U.S. as children. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote in the 5-4 opinion that Trump's appeal of the program was arbitrary and capricious. Roberts confirmed that Trump has the authority to end the program if he provides a, quote, reasoned explanation. Trump tweeted that the decision and another defeat made it appear that the court doesn't like me. Yeah. So Trump's getting dinged by social media again. Facebook on Thursday removed some of his campaign ads because they contained an upside-down red triangle that closely resembles a symbol that Nazis used to identify political prisoners in World War II concentration camps. A Facebook spokesman said, quote, "We removed these posts and ads for violating our policy against organized hate. Our policy prohibits using a banned hate group's symbol without the context that condemns or discusses the symbol." The ads in question appealed for donations and petition signatures to help fight anti-fascist activists. And the Trump campaign said the symbol is, quote, "widely used by Antifa." Huh? The Anti-Defamation League said the symbol in the ads was practically identical to that used by the Nazi regime to classify political prisoners in concentration camps. But wait, there's more. Twitter, on Thursday, labeled a post retweeted by Trump as manipulated media that violated company policy. The video in this case shows a doctored news clip with a fake, misspelled CNN banner, or chyron, that read, "Terrified toddler runs from racist baby." The original video, which went viral last year, showed a black toddler and a white toddler running towards each other and hugging. The video retweeted by Trump showed only a part in which one of the children runs ahead of the other. The original clip is then shown, followed by the words, "America is not the problem, fake news is." CNN responded with this quote, "CNN did cover the story exactly as it happened. We'll continue working with facts rather than tweeting fake videos that exploit innocent children. We invite you to do the same." As the rates of infection of COVID-19 continue rising around the country, the California Department of Health on Thursday ordered everyone in the state to wear masks whenever they leave home to reduce the risk of spreading the virus. State health officials listed nearly a dozen situations when cloth face coverings are specifically required, including when someone is working in an office or riding public transportation. The move came after California reported its largest number of new cases in a single day. 10 other states also require masks, despite public opposition in some places. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. And while you're there, please click on that donate button.